Good morning. It's 8:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Arida, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning on this Wednesday. Well, former Galesburg Fire Chief Dale May passed away recently, and a longtime member of the Galesburg Fire Department, and here to talk more about Dale May and his legacy here in the city of Galesburg are a couple of other former fire chiefs. First off, the fire chief that replaced Dale May upon his retirement, former Chief John Craddy. John, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Very good this morning. Beautiful morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in with us. And the chief that replaced Chief Craddy when he retired, former Chief Tom Simpkins. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Tom. Always be great to be with Chief Craddy.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I don't know if we've had ever this many chiefs in the studio at one time. pretty amazing. All right. Well, unfortunately, Dale May passed away the other day. And I was just mentioning to Tyler earlier, it was kind of cool to see the old, I don't know, like 100-year-old fire truck that he had restored that was sitting in front of Watson Thomas. And I mean, so that's obviously, even with something like that, you know, that's a person that loved what he did for a living, obviously, John.
Yes, he did. He loved the fire service very much. I mean, he was a transitional chief right from the very first day. You know, he wasn't chief. He was a firefighter. But when he was hired in 1962, he was hired with an entire shift of firefighters. At the time he was hired, the city had made the decision to switch shifts. We used to work 24 on, 24 off, and he went to this hiring of what we called the class of 62 created another whole shift. So we went to on 24, off 48. So his very first day on the job was a transitional day in the history of the Galesburg Fire Department.
And a really long day at that.
It was, yeah.
but then you get a couple off afterwards, and that's not bad. So he served starting in 1962 up until when?
1994.
Okay. Yeah. So, and when did he become chief?
He actually became chief in 1977.
Okay.
When Chief Ted Weber retired.
Okay. So, and you both, and John, how long did you work with and or under Chief May?
16 years. He was the only chief that I ever worked for. He hired me. I'm surprised he hired me because when I was 20, 21 years old, I would stop in his office and pester him and, when's the next test going to be? When, you know, and then when I made the list, you know, where was I? Where was I going to, are you going to hire anybody? Do you see any openings? And he was always so kind to me. He always took the time if I stopped in the public safety building to ask him some questions about my anxiousness to be hired. He was always very willing to take a few minutes and speak with me. So, you know, so from day one, we had a very good relationship.
How about you, Tom, in the hiring process, working and being hired by and working under Chief May?
Yeah, well, I was actually in Monmouth working and made the switch over. And I always appreciated Dale was the chief. And there was no doubt about who was chief when we were there. And you know, he would come in with this kind of, Scott Warren said this the other day, he was the only guy who could pull off having his hat tipped back with cocked to the left, you know. Yeah. It was kind of, but you knew, you could notice Dale from a long way away. But what I appreciated most about him probably was his lifestyle. I mean, he pretty much represented the fire service in the city of Galesburg like you're supposed to. And I know that this, not that Randy Oven's not going to do that, believe me. But, you know, Randy and I had kind of a lot of conversations when he became chief now. And I said, well, I don't know. There was this feeling back maybe when John and Dale and even myself took the job that, you know, the fire chief needed to be somebody that was a little bit, you know, he was a good man. He was a family man. He represented the city in all that he did. You know, you have to watch what you say. Dale never wavered from that at all. And, you know, family was really number one. Mm-hmm. And John wrote me a note the other day. He said, you know, he was family guy first and foremost, and real close second was the fire department.
Yeah, and I guess in a way, that's the way you earn respect. You're not out looking for respect, but that's a way to earn respect and living your life that way.
Yeah, and he really loved the fire service. We were at the house the other day, and Lindsay was taking us around through the kitchen and showing us, what am I going to do with all these fire relics that he could be a museum probably there in his house with all this stuff. He was very steeped in that.
Former Galesburg Fire Chief Tom Simpkins, former Fire Chief John Craddy joining us here this morning talking about the life and legacy of former Chief Dale May, who passed away. John, talk about his influence on you and things that maybe you learned that helped you in your transition to replacing him when he retired.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that, I always remember is when I first started, there was starting to be, again, a transition in the department where firefighters started to do a little bit more in the community. I mean, 1950s, maybe early 1960s, maybe even into the early 70s, you were a firefighter. You went to fires. You know, maybe you had 180 calls a year. That's all you had. And so one of the things that Chief May always was looking for were opportunities for the fire department to be of greater value to the city. You know, what else could we do? And so training was a big part of what he believed in. And we started to do more training. We got involved in fire prevention and fire inspections. We got involved in public fire education. And, you know, I was talking with Chief Simpsons the other day. Chief May was really the first chief that started sending us, all of us new recruits, all of us new guys, to the University of Illinois for a 6-week firefighter training session. And then when the National Fire Academy for officers started in the early 80s, he started sending officers out. So he was always very pro-education, very pro, you know, we can't, in some ways we can't save the city money because there is a cost to what we do, but let's be the type of organization that earns the money that we're paid. Let's be productive in ways other than just waiting around for that fire to happen.
Sounds like he was way ahead of his time in some respects like that with the training and those things.
Yeah, and you know, Tom, there's an old saying in the fire service, it takes 20 years to make a change in the fire service. So I'm guessing John would agree with me that some of the things that kind of, you know, came along more so, like hazmat and the things that we're doing today, I mean, presidents do this all the time. They claim, hey, I'm an officer year and look at all I did. When really it was a guy two you know, terms ago that got it done. And I think he set he did the tough work of kind of starting into a lot of those things. I mean, we, as John mentioned, we only ran like 186 calls in 1976. I mean, guys, we're running almost 5,000 now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was Dale would send us to the hospital. Like if there was a burn victim, of course, Dee was there a lot. So if they had a burn victim come in the hospital that we were unaware of, they would call us. We would go to the hospital and do a burn report just to find out if there was something in the home that could have prevented. So burn prevention was a big thing for Dale. And, you know, he followed that up with his dedication to Illinois Fire Safety Alliance by making sure all the local kids, like the Brown Boys and several of them, would get their opportunity to go up to burn camp up in northern Illinois every year.
That's Chief Tom Simpkins, Chief John Craddy joining us, talking about former Chief and the late Dale May here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. Yeah, it just seems so ahead of his time. And some of the things, aren't some of the things that he kind of innovated required now or just required here in the Galesburg Fire Department?
Well, I'd say yeah. I mean, I think that they've become the norm in the fire service.
Right.
Whether, you know, I don't know if I'd use the word required, but but they've become the norm in the fire service. And so, yeah, I mean, I think from that standpoint, he was way, way, way ahead of his time. You know, there were other departments that, you know, we'd spend time with other departments in the state of Illinois because that's another door he opened for all of us. I mean, he was president of the Illinois Fire Chiefs Association back in 1992. So he was chief of the chiefs, you know, for that year. And he opened up a whole new world for, I can speak personally with not only other fire chiefs throughout Illinois, but also with the mutual aid box alarm system and mutual aid. So, you know, a lot of those, some departments had mutual aid agreements, some didn't, but that state mutual aid was a big thing, and you know it did provide some benefits with equipment down the road. So,
yeah, it's so interesting hearing about, you know, the how big he was on prevention. That was such a big thing, as opposed to let's wait for the call, then we go fight the fire, or you know, wait for the call. But you know, getting out there and doing what you can in the community to prevent it was such a huge thing, and probably prevented some calls from happening as well.
Yeah, I know when I started, Dale had just made, and I don't know if it's John the first one, the rank of public education officer. Mm-hmm. To dedicate to that. And, you know, when Dale came on, I think most of the recruits at the time were from Galesburg. I mean, it was a job that was kind of like going, I'm just guessing here, but going out to the, you know, factory and getting a job. But But now, good heavens, if you don't have, like, you know, an associate's degree and or something as you come to us to test, I mean, it's a pretty, I don't want to say exclusive, but it's tough to get on the fire department now. So, and a lot of that changed kind of when the wheel went around when he was there.
Yeah, I'm guessing you talked, John, about it being a time of transition as Chief May came in, day one, in fact. What and was it more because of his innovations, the changes, like, say, throughout the 70s and into the 80s and after he became chief? Was it a little bit that fire service was changing at that point anyway, or was it seemed like he was an innovator in a lot of those changes?
I would say he was an innovator in some of those changes. Yeah, the fire service was changing. And, you know, I don't want to be too philosophical about it, but I think you could take Chief May or you could take Chief Simpkins or even myself and even Chief Hoven. And I think the type of chief that you are has a lot to do with you as a person and what you value. And it also has a lot to do with the situation that you're in, you know, whether it's tight budgets, supported city administration, the type of city council you have. So, you know, you juggle that kind of through your career. I mean, when you think about the three of us, Chief May, myself, and Chief Simpkins, three fire chiefs, 42 years. Three fire chiefs in 42 years. There's a lot of cities in Illinois. If you went and took a look, they're changing chiefs every 3 to 4 or 5 years. And they don't stay. But here, there was a culture, and I think for us, for Chief Simpkins and I, Chief May kind of started that. I mean, you know, you were in it for the long haul. If there was a bad day, and there were some bad days or bad weeks or even bad months, if they were there, you hung in there. You hung in there. You fought for the community. You fought for your staff. And, you know, you did, as Chief Simpkins said right off the get-go about Chief May, you did it for the community. You did it because you love the city of Galesburg.
Former Fire Chief John Craddy, former Chief Tom Simpkins joining us as well, talking about the late Chief Dale May. Tom, talk about some things. Is there anything in particular that kind of sticks out in your mind that you really learned from Chief May, whether that helped you in the fire service in general or as chief?
Yeah, you know, education was a big thing. John went to the National Fire Academy's Executive Fire Officer Program. Dale was huge on that, even trying to get his master's degree later in life. And his attention to detail was almost, I don't want to say obsessive, we thought, as younger guys. You know, I think I said this before, but, you know, if he'd find a screw or a nut out on the apron or even out in the street, he would come in and say, okay, everybody in the creepers, and we'd be under the trucks looking to see where did that nut or bolt come from, because, you know, hey, the muffler's going to fall off or something. So he was, I mean, it was kind of fun. And back in the time, you know, in the late 70s, it was a time when we were very energy conscious, and Dale, you'd be sitting in the room and the lights would go off because Dale would come through, and he was always turning lights off in the station. So he was a little bit of a penny pincher, but we appreciated that. We got a couple new trucks in. I can't remember what year, what couple engines, and they came in with chrome wheels, and he immediately set it down in the city garage, you know, and said, put some regular old painted wheels. We don't want the citizens thinking that we're being, unthrifty with our money here. So he was that type of guy. But he was also the guy that if you had a pretty good fire, you know, and you're out all night at 5 o'clock in the morning, he said everybody down to Sambo's or whatever, and he would buy breakfast. So I really appreciated that. Mm-hmm. He was always there, and something John and I think, tried to do. When a member of the department had somebody in the hospital or whatever, we always try to make a trip up to represent, you know, the fire department's here for you. Do you need your yard mowed? What do you need? We got, you know, 40, 50 guys that would be there for you if you needed that done while you were going through that.
How about you, John? What kind of influence did he have either as chief or you in the fire service in general?
Well, you know, I think with me, part of it was, and this goes along with what Chief Simpkins said. I mean, as I talked about how nice he was to me, how good he was to me, I wasn't the perfect firefighter, and sometimes I maybe slacked off a little bit or whatever. He was never afraid to call you on that. I mean, there was one day he came back from City Hall, and I was goofing off a little bit with another firefighter when we were supposed to be washing some hose. And the next thing I know, the officer in charge of our shift said, John, chief wants to see in his office. So, you know, I had to go up and, you know, kind of, he just told me, as you know, lunchtime's over, it's time to get to work, and, you know, you're supposed to be doing this. So, I mean, we respected that. I mean, he was fun, sit down, have coffee with you. I think the thing, though, that I remember maybe the most about him that I don't really know if a lot of people saw, but he was very charitable. He was a very charitable man. I think he talked a little bit about it with me one time when we were on a trip, and, you know, he had some humble beginnings, and he never forgot that. And so he was successful. His career was going good. His family life was going good. And so he was a very charitable man. And if I think if there's one thing, even more than what he taught me in the example that I hope made me a better chief, I think it was just that his kindness was quiet, but it was there. It was always there. He was always, no matter what he was, if he was thinking about saving the money, $10 for the city at the fire department level, he was also the first guy to reach in his pocket and give $10 to somebody that needed it out of his own personal pocketbook.
Well, it sounds like you said, you could see that niceness, but he could be, but he was no nonsense though, but which again, gained the respect of those that worked for him, it sounds like.
You know, he understood his role as fire chief, which it's kind of weird when you're in the fire department and you move through the ranks. It's tough because one day you're working side to side with a guy on a truck. The next day you're that guy's boss. And then you're his shift commander. And then you're the chief. And everyone, you know, there's a role expectation. And hey, you know, I'm the chief now. We can't have that conversation. So, and Dale was good at understanding that you have formal leaders and informal leaders, and allowing the guys around the coffee table in the morning, the informal leaders, and I don't name them, but they're the guys that are really kind of running the shift. And they usually don't have a badge on with extra bugles. It's the guys down at the, that everybody knows are good people. I mean, good firefighters. And when it hits the fan, that's the people they talk to. Those are your info. And Dale was good at recognizing that it wasn't really his place to come in the morning and sit at the coffee table and then shoot the breeze with the guys. I'm not saying he was standoffish, but he did understand, hey, let those guys run the department. It's my job to keep, you know, the hand on the wheel, make sure it's going down the road, and look out to move the fire department forward. He was very good at that and understood that. I've seen guys that weren't, and they just never really, everybody kind of understands, oh, he's trying to be two things here. And, hey, you know, but it is tough.
Yep, absolutely. Any final thoughts, John, on the late Dale May, former fire chief?
Well, I think the thing that, I won't say it bothers me, but it's just that this, you know, we're in this time with the COVID virus that, you know, he didn't get the send off that he deserved. Now, you know, I thought a little bit about that over the last couple of days. I watched his service yesterday on the Catholic YouTube channel, and I thought a little bit about that, and I thought, you know, we feel bad about that. I'm not so sure he did, because he didn't look for the limelight. He was the type of person that didn't look for that limelight. So maybe that it was just his family and a little bit of the fire department. Maybe that was enough for him. So, you know, I think it probably was. I think he was a humble man, and he got to go out in a humble way.
Absolutely. Tom, any final thoughts?
No, you know, I'd see Dale even after he retired around town, and he was a guy. When I grew up, my dad's number one value was you got to work hard, and you got to play hard. Dale, and there's a picture in this morning's paper of Dale with a big laugh on his face. He could be a laugher. He could be fun. But on the other side, even after he retired, and I don't know, John, that must have been in his 60s, I'm guessing, you'd still see him. He had some rentals around town. He would have the old truck out, you know, and he would see him going down the road and his hair flying and sweaty. And, you know, he'd been out doing something. He didn't shy away from what was needed to do, no matter what he was doing, whether it was running a fire department or fixing a bathroom over in one of his. He was just that type of guy that you could always rely on to get the job done.
Absolutely. Former fire chief Dale May passed away. Former Chiefs John Craddy and Tom Simpkins joining us here this morning. Guys, thank you so much for taking some time with us and joining us and sharing some memories and some thoughts.
Well, thanks for remembering, Dale.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. You.